How's it going, guys? Past level question, farm, neuro, step one, step two. 26-year-old woman with organophosphate poisoning, which is going to be a patient who is usually picking fruit on a farm, can also be a suicide attempt, drinking a fluid in a wood shop, as an example. And if you're forced to choose, US Smiley wants you to know that it's acquired through the skin. If they ask you how to prevent it, the answer is gloves, not mask. It's asked in one of the NBME exams. So organophosphates are cholinesterase inhibitors. Okay, so the phosphate group binds to the cholinesterase enzyme, inhibits it, and we're going to get too much acetylcholine available within the synaptic cleft, causing too much acetylcholine binding to postsynaptic receptors. So we get dumbbells, okay, the mnemonic diarrhea, urination, meiosis, which is papillary constriction, bronchoconstriction, bradycardia, excitation, neuromuscular lacrimation, salivation, sweating, whereas anticholinergic side effects would be the opposite of dumbbells. So rather than diarrhea, constipation, rather than urination, urinary retention, rather than meiosis, mydriasis, etc. So we have organophosphate poisoning here. So the first treatment US Smiley wants you to know is atropine, which blocks muscarinic receptors. Following the administration of atropine, we're going to give pralidoxime. Okay, you need to know that sequence. They ask you on one of the offline NBMEs, I believe 15 or 16 for step one, where they list atropine pralidoxime as two answers, and they say, what do you give first? The answer is atropine. Students are flummoxed because they've heard of pralidoxime, but it's not what you give first. So clearly, if we're giving an anticholinergic as the first treatment, the second drug we give isn't going to be procholinergic. So you know pralidoxime is anticholinergic. So let's just look at these five answer choices here. Choice A, decreased presynaptic release of acetylcholine, wrong fucking answer. This actually refers to the mechanism of botulinum toxin. So it inhibits presynaptic snare protein, decreases presynaptic release of acetylcholine, causes flaccid paralysis. Tangentially, you've got tetanus toxin, which inhibits presynaptic snare, prevents the presynaptic release of GABA and glycine, causes spastic paralysis. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, decreased postsynaptic acetylcholine binding affinity, wrong fucking answer. First to nothing. Okay, I mean, if we want to improvise some sort of answer that relates to postsynaptic acetylcholine receptors in general, obviously myasthenia gravis is antibodies against postsynaptic nicotinic acetylcholine receptors, but the affinity isn't changing of acetylcholine for the receptors. It's just acetylcholine is competitively inhibited by the antibody that's blocking the receptors. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, decreased synaptic activity of cholinesterase, wrong fucking answer. So if anything, this is the answer for organophosphate poisoning, okay, and it's procholinergic. So this mechanism, if we look at this third to last answer choice here, if they were to ask you which of the following is most likely responsible for this patient's presentation, okay, if we give you the inverse style of this question, it would have been procholinergic. Because organophosphates are cholinesterase inhibitors. So we have procholinergic effects, dumbbells, and we'd have decreased activity of cholinesterase, okay? So, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, anticholinergic increased synaptic cholinesterase regeneration, correct answer. So, pralidoxime, it's gonna kick out the phosphate group on the cholinesterase, regenerating synaptic cholinesterase, allowing for the breakdown of acetylcholine. And the reason that it's given second is because atropine can immediately block the receptors. It's quicker. And then you give pralidoxime, which will take more time, but US Smiley wants you to know the mechanism. And then finally, increased synaptic release of acetylcholine, wrong fucking answer, refers to nothing. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I need to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.